Well, if we get a free kick, there's a minute to go. You know, I thought he was going to have a shot. You know, he's in shooting range. I thought he'll smack it a goal. He's, if it goes in, great. If it goes in the crowd, organised behind it. But we suddenly, I suddenly see everybody running up to get in the box. All the Littlans are running. You're waiting to get done on a counter attack. We only had to get organised and think, okay, here we are, we're solid. You know, you take a point in situations like that. It's like people told, we'll run forward, see if we can win. You don't get beat. We did, you know, that was the best I've seen us play since I've been at the football club, including last year in the Championship. Naivety, really, you know. I felt the first goal was farcical. We give a free kick away and get up and walk, turn our back on the wall and walk away. And they take a quick free kick. We were great today. We, you know, we hit the woodwork twice, bar twice in the first half. I thought we could have been home and gone at half-time. I thought we were miles the better team. They're going to come into it. I lost two key players during the game. Ned Manuru, who was fantastic first half, came off with a hamstring. And I lose Sandro with a groin. It disrupted us. I had to put Ferdinand into central midfield when he'd been doing great on the left for me. I had to bring Traore on. And it upset the balance a bit, but we never gave up. We kept going. I thought we were excellent today. We had a free kick in a position. You've got to make up your mind what you're going to do. If he's going to shoot, there's no point in sending loads of players up there if he's going to have a shot at goal and leave ourselves empty at the back. You've got to organise. He's going to shoot. Don't matter if you don't put anyone in up there, he's going to have a shot at goal. But you put three or four players in, you organise behind the ball so you don't get done on the counter-attack. Because every corner we took, we threw so many in the box, they kept breaking on us from our corners. After the first corner, I kept screaming at them to organise and we kept doing the same thing. Everybody wants to run in the box. But, listen, I couldn't ask any more than what they gave today. I think you have to understand that 2 weeks before the season started, I had 12 players. Now, I'm not making excuses. I had 12 players at this football club, outfield players. I went on tour to Ireland and I took 12 players with me. There wasn't another one injured or one hiding behind the training ground. That was what I had, 12, left over from last year's championship. And it was a last-minute job when we had to bring players in. Some of them were off the pace. Leroy Fur wasn't really, he hadn't played. He'd been away to the World Cup, sat on the bench every game, probably been used as a mannequin or something when they were doing free kicks to get for Holland. They come back, they're not fit. It took time to get people up to speed. It's been difficult. Jordan Much came in and I looked at, and ooh, I think he's going to be a top player. Can't get him fit at the moment. He's got a hamstring, can't play. Sandro's got a groin, he's come off today. You know, it's been difficult. It's been difficult to get a team that is a settled team. The team Joey Barton's out for six, have been out for 6 or 7 weeks. Just can't get people. It's been difficult to get people fit. That's been a problem. I've got no doubts we'll be okay. And the little boy Vargas today has given me even more confidence. To see him come on and get two goals, when he's got two for Chile in midweek as well, he's a goal scorer. And today, you know, he nearly scored at the end when Skirtle, you know, cleared it off the line almost when he was coming in to dive in and head it. He nearly took a boot in the head. I mean, he'll score goals.